Catherine Rushton is commercial sales manager at SunSense Solar, based in Carbondale. Thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Thanks for having me.
SunSense Solar is part of the Colorado Solar Energy Industry Association. What's your feeling on the significance of this settlement?
Well, it definitely covered a lot of different aspects that affect the renewable energy industry here in Colorado. It tackled rates. That's how people are billed for their energy. People are billed in kilowatt hours, but also in kilowatts. And the way those rates are structured really make a difference as to not just how much you pay for your energy, but when you make those payments during the day. So those rate structures are really interesting to see. One of the great things about this settlement is that the renewable energy program is actually going to be expanded. What we call the medium-sized program that really impacts commercial customers, there's going to be double the capacity for the next few years in that program. The commercial and industrial area has really been an underserved space in Colorado. And then there's also going to be provisions for a larger program that allows people to develop much larger projects, including community solar gardens. The community solar gardens will also continue to have a certain amount of capacity set aside for low-income customers. But the main thing for the solar industry is to know how the program is going to be administered and at what incentive levels for the next few years really gives us a much more stable marketplace.
What do you think will be the impact of this settlement on low-income solar customers?
I believe that Xcel are going to be partnering with the Colorado Energy Office, and they're going to create a low-income solar program and are planning to install up to 300 rooftop systems in the next 3 years.
Tell us about net metering.
Yes, so the net metering debate kind of happened in Colorado a little while back, and it's kind of safe in Colorado. The idea of net metering is not just that you get a credit for the power that you put on the grid, but that value of that credit is the same as the value that Xcel are charging you if they are delivering power to you.
The biggest part of this rate case was the grid use charge. The Colorado Solar Energy Industry Association was against this.
Well, the grid use charge would have been a fixed fee that customers would have been paying just to be able to put energy on the grid. It's really important for a customer to be motivated to save energy, use less energy, and also be able to have control over their energy bill. And with a fixed charge, they would have no control over that bill. Whereas on a rate that maybe your solar array is producing energy for you and you're getting credited for that, well, then you can actually bring down the cost that you're paying to Xcel Energy.
And so what about time of use rates? Why are you guys happy with this result of the settlement?
What a time of use rate does is there's going to be periods of the day or of the year that Xcel are having to deliver a lot of energy all at once. And so to discourage customers from using energy at those periods, and typically it's summer afternoons because people tend to use a lot of air conditioning. And so to discourage that, they make the rates much higher, and so you have to pay higher prices at that point. The reason why time of use rates are actually going to be good for the solar customer is because solar energy is actually produced on summer afternoons. If your solar is going to be valued at the same rate that they're charging, and it could be up to 13, 14 cents, then you're getting a lot of value for the investment you made into generating your own energy.
So this is good for that rooftop solar person out there.
It is good for that. And it's also, again, you know, being able to take charge of producing your own energy, controlling how much you're paying in your utilities.
Talking to Catherine Rushton, commercial sales manager at SunSense Solar, based here in Carbondale. The Colorado Solar Energy Industry Association was also interested in what happened with the renewable energy plan aspect of this settlement.
Yeah, so this is actually a Colorado state law, and it's referred to as the Renewable Energy Standard. And as an investor-owned utility, Xcel have to produce 30% by 2020. And then some of the other utilities we have here in Colorado, co-ops and other structures, have to produce 20%.
This is about the assignment of credits to projects, really?
Yeah, and so one of the ways that Xcel have been meeting the standard is by helping to invest in renewable projects and solar projects through the state. And so they have several programs for residential customers, and commercial customers, and also large-scale projects, including community solar gardens. Many of the municipalities in the Roaring Fork Valley who have large facilities in XL territory have been able to do solar projects because of the economics that really help with XL Energy helping to invest in this renewable energy generation on their facilities.
But the third real aspect of this settlement was avoiding giving XL a monopoly. What's the story with Solar Connect?
Solar Connect is a project that XL want to develop. It's a 50 megawatt solar array, and they would then sell the solar power to their customers. I mean, I for one think that we need a lot of solar to produce our energy, and so it's all of the above strategy is a great idea. So for XL to go ahead and do that would be advantageous, as long as they're also continuing to invest in other projects so that it's still viable for commercial entities and municipalities to produce their own power.
So COSIA says one of the most important aspects of this settlement is the creation of these new stakeholder groups. Are you hoping to see more public participation, more industry and local government participation in this process moving forward?
Well, I think that's important. I mean, the Public Utilities Commission are there to represent the interests of the public. They're not able to do that unless they're hearing the voices of these various stakeholder groups. We're all impacted by these decisions that our major utility makes. So it's really important that we have all the voices at the table.
Catherine Rushton from SunSense Solar, thanks so much for speaking to us, and folks can learn more at COSIA.org.
Thanks, Gavin.